How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and now Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated in Manhattan, looking at the news from the State Department, and this from the Washington Post within these last hours. Dateline Doha, Qatar. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that some evacuation flights out of Afghanistan have been prevented from taking off because they included passengers without valid travel documents. The top U.S. diplomat said the Taliban has agreed to allow anyone to leave as long as they have valid documentation. And he said he is unaware of any, quote, hostage-type situations. He went on to say, it's my understanding that the Taliban has not denied exit to anyone holding a valid document, but they have said those without valid documents at this point can't leave. I'll stop there, Mary. A valid document. Where do you get a valid document to leave Afghanistan, given the fog of war and that it's in active conflict with a civil war is underway?
Impossible to know, John, given that we have no consular officials on the ground in the entire country right now. And also, it's unclear to me how the Secretary of State would be able to assess whether or not we have citizens being held hostage. And also, who is vetting these so-called valid documents now that we have a terror group in charge of the country? I have to say, when I heard this statement, John, particularly the use of the word hostage and the secretary's assertion that there weren't any in the country, let's set aside the fact that he can't validate that or not. I'm wondering if the State Department is engaging in a bit of wordplay here and using a technical definition of hostage. In other words, we don't see someone on TV holding an American with a gun to their head, calling them a hostage. If someone, an American citizen, is in the country and physically not allowed to leave, I'd call that a hostage, even if it might not meet a legal definition of such.
On Sunday, these days past, goes the Washington Post article, continuing. Republican Representative Michael McCaul of Texas said he received classified briefings indicating that Americans and Afghan allies are stranded at the Mazar-e Sharif airport. To locate this, Kabul is in what would have to be about 3:30 if Afghanistan is a clock. Mazar-e Sharif is at noon, a long way away, over difficult terrain. Mazar-e Sharif is associated in the north of Afghanistan with the Tajiks, not in the south with the Pashtuns. These are different tribal groups with different heritages. Mazar-e Sharif is something way outside the reach of any of the embassies that are left in Kabul, as I understand it. And, Mary, we're given to understand that the planes are not taking off because there are individuals on board who haven't been cleared. Again, this is puzzling because, as you say, how can the Secretary of State have good information if he doesn't have people on the ground in those aircraft looking at documents? And what is a valid document to the Taliban? That would be another mystery.
Well, the other question is, is there any place for these planes to land? Because even if you could get them up out in the air, would the Central Asian nations be willing to let them land, refuel, and head on to Germany or to Qatar or so many other of these processing areas? That's unclear. But again, it just highlights the chaotic nature of this U.S. withdrawal and the continuing unfolding consequences of it. I frankly find it hard to believe that there are only 100 Americans in Afghanistan. I don't know what the Secretary's definition of that is, but even in recent days, we've learned that Afghans who qualify for the special immigrant visas, the ones who helped us over these 20 years of conflict, that, quote, the majority of them have not been able to leave. So you know, look, the president of the United States committed to get every American out. He didn't fulfill that commitment. We said that we would work to get the SIV holders out. It's unclear to me how we're going to do that. The only solution that has been proposed by the administration is to negotiate with the Taliban, which is a terrorist organization. So I don't really, you know, it's almost a loss of words here, John. I find the whole situation deeply, deeply troubling.
Is it, you know, State Department protocol, is it possible to use another embassy, an allied embassy, a friendly or at least doing business in another embassy, to provide consular services to get to Mazar-e Sharif, not an American national, but someone else? Can that be deputized, Mary? We have about a minute.
Yes, the Swiss are our so-called protecting power in Iran, for instance. I know we've talked about that on prior shows, John. But everything depends on the situation on the ground. Even if we could get another nation, for instance, Qatar, perhaps in this circumstance, to provide consular services, it's unclear if the Taliban would allow that, if Americans could get to that embassy or consulate safely, given the way the country's now being administered, again, by a terrorist organization.
Right.
So many, many complications here.
Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and the protocols of the State Department are written in stone. They must be followed. That is part of the national security of the United States and our allies. Mary is now executive vice president at Stevens Incorporated in Manhattan, remembering 9/11/2001, from the point of view of 9/11/2021. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports. The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.